Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Stan Friedman here from FRM Solutions. You're tuned to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Franchise Foundry and Minolta Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Well, thank you, Stan Friedman with FRM Solutions, for opening Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans here in Houston.
And Jack Munson live in Orlando, Florida tonight, coming to you live from the CMO Summit, from the CMO International Group. Very excellent group of bright chief marketing officers from around the world here today, and I had the pleasure of spending Back to the Future Day with all of these bright people.
Well, you know, there's so much going on today. It's like, you know, you wake up every day and you think, what's going on in the real world? Because I really don't tend to look at the calendar anymore as far as, you know, what's the date. And this whole Back to the Future, and that was a big social, it's a big social event today. And what fun for you to be at a conference. So,
So many marketing people obviously had it on their content calendar. So kudos to them for, you know, looking that far in the future and having some great stuff planned out. So, you know, first we'll talk about the good and the bad with Back to the Future Day. Okay. But first we'll talk about the good. There's lots of very cool content put out today by some brands that participated in, I guess, placing things in the movie 30 years ago. Actually, Back to the Future 2 was 25 years ago. Nike did some cool stuff today with Michael J. Fox and the self-lacing shoes from the movie. And they were tweeting about how those are actually going to be ready. And USA Today, did you see the cover of USA Today, the newsstand edition? That was pretty cool. And then some
Toyota.
Toyota. Toyota was interesting because they kind of inserted themselves. They weren't part of the movie 25 years ago, but they did a great job of coming up with about a 5-minute long video.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Michael J. Fox. It's like, you know what? Kudos to them for getting, you know, those two guys to get together, and they must have really liked what they were pitched, or I don't think either one of them really needed to do that. So kudos to them. And then it started just getting into like the sublime. Like our friends over at Lyft apparently were doing some Lyft cars that were actually DeLoreans that you could call up and it's part of the Lyft service and get a ride in a DeLorean. Didn't see any around here, but I saw the pictures on Facebook and Twitter, so that must have been pretty cool. And then, you know, Spotify and, of course, Universal Pictures that put out the original movies. I mean, everybody had a lot of fun with it today, right? And I think that was part of you know, sort of making up a holiday out of a you know, beloved movie. And the brand that I'm really hoping will do something with it, with the game starting just moments from now here on the night of the 21st, is the Chicago Cubs, who are on the verge of being eliminated from the playoffs. And maybe by the time we end tonight's broadcast, maybe they won't be quite dead yet. But it's been a good year anyway.
Well, you know, Jack, I have to tell you, I was so impressed when you were going to make yourself available tonight on a Cubs night. I mean, I know what kind of a fan you are, because all I have to do is open up my Facebook and see that W come flying by every time they
win. There
were
a lot of them this year. So good luck to the Cubs. If you're downloading this show on Thursday, you'll know if my dreams came true or not. But let's talk a little bit about the repercussions of all of this Back to the Future stuff. I got to tell you, by about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock today, after my colleagues and I were, you know, watching all of these brands doing stuff on Facebook, and there seriously was a point where 75% of the posts on my Facebook feed were Back to the Future related.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the same for you, right?
Yeah.
And there just got to be a point where it was like, okay, enough.
But, you know, we took part of it because, you know, we posted on Facebook this, you know, Facebook added that celebrating Back to the Future in the feed. So it's like, okay, gotta jump on this too. But
you know, it really did have sort of that holiday feel. And by this evening, it's kind of feeling like it's okay, the day after Christmas. Enough with the holiday stuff. Let's move on to the next thing. But
you know, can still talk to Doc Brown for 10 more days on that Facebook page.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So they're stretching it out a little bit.
I got a feeling after tonight, the interest level is really going to crash. But it's been a fun day to look at that kind of stuff.
Certainly was trending today.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and then a couple of the people at this chief marketing officer conference and I were talking about, you know, why is this resonating so much? And my theory is it's, you know, people love the nostalgia of, you know, what we see now is just, you know, maybe a better time. You know, 1985, when the first of those movies came out, things were pretty darn good. You know, I mean, the economy was booming and, you know, and there was a lot of innovation happening and it was just, you know, overall it was a pretty optimistic time, at least in the U.S. So I think maybe that's part of the fascination now with, you know, all of the doom and gloom. You know, I think a lot of people going back to, you know, what was a pretty positive movie from a positive time. So,
Yeah. And so, it does. It takes you out of reality as we have today, as you were talking about, you know, doom and gloom and to something fun and happy and silly. I mean, it's just sometimes we need a little silly in our life. And it's certainly been fun. I know my youngest son came over in the day and I said something like, hey, happy Back to the Future Day. He said, yeah, Mom, if it, you know, so did you know? And he goes, look, if you turn on the TV or you open up Facebook, Mom, we all know. It's like, oh, okay, you're right. You're right. We all know it's Back to the Future Day.
Yeah. So if we get beyond the silliness of Back to the Future, now to talk about something very serious, and that would be Star Wars.
I was hoping you were going there. We've got to talk about your theory and your blog post.
Yes. Well, you know, the latest trailer was released on Monday of this week. And, you know, it was instantly one of the most analyzed 2 minutes in Hollywood, right? And and I even saw, after I did my post, I saw a pretty lengthy analysis on Mashable. They kind of went scene by scene and frame by frame. They missed what I was talking about. And my new conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that, is that the Darth Vader evil type character in the trailer, I think that's actually Luke Skywalker. And if you want to check out my blog, it's at jackmunson.com. Check out the post. I would love to get anyone else's opinions on it. You know, if you're a big Star Wars fan geek, you know, please tell me what you think. I may be way off here, but it just seems like that's either a really cool idea that I hope comes true, or it's a giant red herring and they're trying to lead us down that path. But that's what I took from the trailer, that Luke Skywalker is going to become a bad guy. So
yeah. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I don't even know. What is this, the seventh movie? I don't know.
Yes,
how many?
This is number seven.
So I probably,
and if we ignore those last three, we'll actually call this fourth.
Four. But I'm dying now just to see it and see if you're right.
Yeah, me too. So, and I'll tell you, you know, in the age of digital content publishing, after I was chatting about this at dinner last night with with my friends Chris Adams and Anthony Owen, who, you know, they're big Star Wars fans too, and they said, yeah, I think you might be onto something there. I ran back and published that because I actually wanted to have, you know, something with a date and time stamp on it. So if it does come through, I can say, hey, I knew about that back on the 20th of October. But then, of course, if I'm completely wrong and they're going a whole different direction, you know, I can always kind of bury that blog post with a whole bunch of other stuff, right?
So, you know what? It was a good theory. I don't think you should bury it, but yeah, we'll
but
see.
Again, you know, just having a little fun with it, and every once in a while, we have to take a step back from the day in day out digital marketing world of trying to monetize everything, and remember that there's a lot of fun you can have.
There is fun, and all the strategies. Now, you have something else that you posted, I don't know if it was early this week or last week, but you're spot on with that, and the pumpkin spice. I mean, they're pumpkin, everything pumpkin in October. So what did you title that post?
I'm not really sure when this happened. I think it's really been going on for a few years now, especially with some brands like Starbucks, some of the others. But you know, so I created a post called Pumpkin Spice Marketing, and it really kind of points everyone towards all of the buzzwords right now that people just can't seem to get enough of. You know, things like pumpkin spice. And, you know, anything organic, right? Anything with sea salt.
Right.
Anything with,
bacon.
You know, in our world, bacon. Oh, yeah, there's another one I should have included. Yep. Should have included bacon. But, you know, in the digital marketing world, you know, we go to conferences, and how many times can someone use the phrase big data in an hour, or engagement, or content marketing? I mean, I'm totally guilty of that, but it's true. If you these are the things right now that people just can't seem to get enough of, and pumpkin spice seems to be the pumpkin spice lattes or cappuccinos or something like that just seems to be the thing that is now just going to be a staple of fall every year. I can't imagine.
Right.
Pumpkin spice lattes ever going away, right?
Yeah, and I can't stand them. So,
yeah,
I like pumpkin,
but
I cannot stand.
Yeah, I'm of the Dennis Leary crowd of I like coffee flavored coffee, but I think we're definitely in the minority on that one.
We're in the minority. So, you know, picture this. I don't know that I've seen it yet, but I'm sure maybe I can pull it off and say, okay, a pumpkin periscope, or, you know, it's like, you just have to go with the flow, whether you like it or not. It's trending and what is hot today. So jump on the bandwagon while you can.
Right. Do this experiment before Halloween comes and goes. Do a periscope and call it pumpkin spice latte, and just periscope, you know, a cup of pumpkin spice latte for a minute. And then the next day, do the same thing, but just call it latte, and see how many people go in and watch your scope of the pumpkin spice versus the plain latte. I'm guessing more people, just based on the title of the scope, are going to jump on pumpkin spice.
You know what? I'll have to test that out, and I can certainly test the pumpkin spice latte again. You know, I should never say never. I haven't tried one yet this season, so I may like it, but it is worth the experiment.
Yes, absolutely. So what else do we have going on in the technology and digital marketing and franchising part of our world? Next week is the annual FranTech event.
In Dallas.
Yes, so... So it's something that we both and especially you had a part in bringing about all those years ago, and is now happening in Dallas, and that is October 28th,
26th. 26th. So Monday the 26th, everyone will arrive. So if you're in the Dallas area, and certainly I'd say, you know, if anybody's listening and they look at hashtags, it would be FranTech2015 that they should be watching. So folks within franchising and probably outside of franchising too will be attending. But yeah, they'll be in Dallas on Monday, and then the event actually starts with the opening session on Tuesday. And
right.
They've got good keynote speakers. We've got Mike Walsh from CEO of Tomorrow will be opening, I believe, on Tuesday morning, doing the general session.
Right. Jeremy Lynch of Facebook, the small and medium business community engagement team. He'll be speaking, I believe, on Tuesday. And there's a lot of great brands that are going to be there talking about their digital marketing and their technology. Off the top of my head, I know a whole crew of people from the Dwyer Group.
I see.
Mary Thompson will be speaking on Monday and or on Tuesday, I should say, and then I believe on Wednesday, Catherine Munson of Fast Signs International will be the guest speaker. So it isn't just technology and geeky stuff. There's also some you know, really good digital marketing happening from some brands that are succeeding and putting together great campaigns and doing a lot of cool stuff. So if you are in Dallas and you can pop in for you know, both days or just one day, I highly recommend it. I think it's a great networking opportunity as well. And one quick note, typically, Deb, you and I have organized some sort of a tweet up on the night before everything kicks off for FranTech. Not doing that this year. There's actually an official welcome reception happening at 5 o'clock Monday the 26th there at the hotel. I think it's the Intercontinental in Dallas?
Intercontinental
Hotel in Dallas. So if you're coming in, make sure you get there, you know, good and early on Monday so you can you know, sort of maximize your networking time with everybody in the franchise space and social media space.
And there are a lot of IFA suppliers that are sponsoring this event. So it's a perfect time to connect with, you know, our friend Stan Friedman with FRM Solutions. You got FranConnect,
yes.
Higher Logic, Local Biz. I mean, I could go through all of them. Keo. So, you know, go to thefranchise.org. Anyone that's listening and wants to, you know, take a look, you know, franchise.org, look up FranTech, and then you got the whole brochure, roundtables, and you're going to moderate a roundtable, are you not?
Yeah, I'm doing a roundtable on Wednesday morning of next week about Facebook advertising. So if you've got questions about how to get going or if you're already doing some Facebook advertising for your brand or your franchise system and you're going to be attending, you know, please come join the roundtable. We'd love to hear how it's going for you. I'm guessing there's a lot of success stories out there. Maybe some people are having challenges, but, you know, everything at FranTech is sort of a working hands-on type of roundtable. It isn't just, you know, some person sitting there spouting statistics. It's you know, very good conversation and people sharing what's working best for their systems and maybe some experience of what isn't working very well for them. So that will be on Wednesday morning of next week at the roundtables, special roundtable on Facebook advertising and promoted posts. So that's going to wrap up October pretty darn quick with the world of franchising and social media conferences.
Well, you know, we were together just a few weeks ago. It seems like forever ago when we were in D.C. During the committee meetings and public affairs, which is now called something different.
Franchise Action Network.
I always say that once that event hits in September, then it's just 90 miles an hour. You know, then it's FranTech, and it's, you know, the Midwest franchise conference, and then there's the merging franchise conference that's going to be coming up, and it's just, and then all of a sudden it's February and we're at the annual convention back in Texas this year.
Tis the season, right? So
yeah, no breather.
Right.
That's all right. It's all good. Keep all busy.
Yes. Yes. So there we have it. Lots of trends, both, you know, fun Hollywood stuff and, you know, some more serious business stuff on the social media end. Anything else that popped out at you this week that you wanted to go over?
I don't think so. I think, you know, there's always something different with Facebook. I'm trying to think, was there anything big with Facebook, something different the last week or two that people should be aware of as far as the analytics or how to post things? I don't think anything unusual.
Nothing that mm-hmm. really stood out, but we can say that in approximately 2 weeks, we're going to have, I mentioned him earlier, my friend Chris Adams, who was one of the original Facebook guys from, you know, way back in the old days of 2007. And he's going to join us here on Social Geek Radio with sort of his view of what the digital landscape is looking like, and, you know, how things are accelerating so quickly. So I'm really looking forward to having him on, because he seems to be more on top of the changes than about anyone else I know. So we'll get a good rundown from Chris coming up in just a couple of weeks on Social Geek Radio.
Great. And I do want to mention, too, if anybody is tuned in and they like our new opening, we have several now that our wonderful friends have helped us open Social Geek Radio, but we can always use some other assistance. So if you're a brand, you're a franchise brand or business, and you're interested in helping us open Social Geek Radio, just contact Jack Munson or myself. I think I'm having a lot of fun with our new openings and our new announcer, Jennifer, that's helping us out here. Very good.
Yes. It's been a lot of fun. So, all mm-hmm. right. Very good. Well,
perfect. Well, don't forget, anyone listening, to check out the socialgeekradio.com website. You can find previous episodes there. Of course, you can subscribe to iTunes and follow Jack Munson on Twitter, as well as myself, Deb CE. And I think, Mr. Munson, should we call it a night?
Call it a night. Good night, everybody. Hope to see you at FranTech next week. And we'll chat with you again next Wednesday night on Social Geek Radio.
Yeah, and good luck to the Cubs.
Go Cubs.
Go Cubs. All right, bye. Have a good evening.
Good evening.